the business news of the nation, region, and the greater Des Moines Metro made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Business law and estate planning, visit creamerlaw.com. And AARP of Iowa, real possibilities for our community and our citizens, no matter the age, aarp.org.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. This, by the way, is Immigrant Heritage Month, and I didn't realize that until several weeks ago when we were contacted. And with us in studio is Sanjita Pradhan and Takur Nupani. And we're going to be talking about immigration as it relates to the Des Moines Metro and why this is important not only for individuals that come here, but we'll hear their story as well. Welcome, Sanjita and Takur. Welcome to the Business News Hour. Good to have you here.
Thank you.
So you and I have met before. Today, you're here with regard to the Greater Des Moines Partnership.
Correct. Today, I'm representing the Greater Des Moines Partnership.
All right. So let's talk a little bit about what it is with regard to Immigrant Heritage Month and why this is important, Sanjita.
Sounds great. Well, thank you for having us.
First of all,
So I just want to preface our conversation a little bit by telling you a little bit about our work at the Greater Des Moines Partnership with the foreign-born talent population. So nationally, I think this is a growing trend that in the 21st century today that most organizations and companies, they are becoming more global, and we always have a talent shortage of talent in our communities across the United States. And if you look at who are filling those jobs, whether that's really at the bottom level, in the manufacturing industries and the meat plants, whether you go to the midsection and you look at the tech jobs, or you go at the highest level and you look at in doctors, engineers, scientists, if you look across the board, what you will find is a large number of these jobs are filled by immigrants. And we also know that among the Fortune 500 companies, almost 40% of them were formed by immigrants or children of immigrants. And 8 out of 10 very valuable brands like Nike were formed by immigrants or their children. And so in Iowa, we always talk about the talent gap in all of these different levels. And as many of you already know, that the Greater Des Moines Partnership has had a long history in central Iowa, in Des Moines, in our region, of making sure we work to fill those jobs and make them available for our employees. Very easy access to high talent skilled population. So about 2 years ago, the Greater Des Moines Partnership invested in this work and put together a task force made up of a large number of community members from across the board, nonprofits, education, business, government, and people who have lived experiences coming to the United States as immigrants like myself. And so they came up with this 10-point strategy on how to attract and retain foreign talent in our region and provide that talent to our business community, to our employers. So I've joined the partnership about three months ago to lead that work. And so June is, as a first-generation immigrant, always keeping an eye on what's going on around the country and very involved in advocacy for immigrants and refugees. In the past, my personal job experience with refugees, worked with them a lot, even try to work with them on a regular basis today and know a lot about their needs. And so with that, I wanted to raise awareness about Immigrant Heritage Month with corporations, with our business community, with employers who may have already been hiring a lot of the foreign-born talent but not really been thinking about, what do they deal with? How can we support them more? So this year, because I have only worked there for about 2.5 months, we were not really able to do a lot, but we want to raise awareness.
But we're ramping it up, right?
We're ramping it up. We're going to ramp up next in the future years. I think I'll stop there.
Sanjita, tell us a little bit about your home country is what?
I immigrated from Nepal 10 years ago.
So you've only been in country 10 years.
That's right. All of that 10 years in Iowa.
Very nice. And how did you find Iowa? Why did you settle on Iowa?
That's a good question and one that I often get. I came through a program called Diversity Visa Lottery Program. It's just a program given to about, you know, a lot of third world countries, actually, to increase workforce and diversity in the U.S. Through that program, you actually don't get any government support when you actually come to the U.S., unlike other programs where if you come as a refugee, there's actual government support. So I had to find a place and some help where somebody could help me to get integrated and find my first job and all of that. So my husband's brother was living here at that time, and we decided to join them. We lived with them for about 4 months until we got all of our paperwork, learned how to drive, got our first jobs, and then moved to our first apartment.
We would think the national discourse that is out there that it's very easy to enter the United States and become ingrained in the system, but it's more difficult than that, isn't it?
It's a lot difficult, and I wish our audience could see my reaction, my physical reaction to that. It's actually very difficult. A lot of people around the world aspire to come to the United States, aspire to be here. It's a very positive. It's a very positive image out there about the United States, humanitarian grounds, business, everything. And people really don't get to come. When our parents apply for a visa to come visit us, we are really, really nervous because it's just very difficult to even get a visitor visa. So the road to the U.S. is really, really tough and difficult.
We're going to turn our attention to Takur Nupani. Takur, welcome to the Business News Hour. Nice to have you here.
Thank you.
Tell us your story. Get real close to the microphone there. And you're from where?
I'm born in Bhutan.
You were born in Bhutan, which is close to Nepal?
Close to India and Tibet.
Okay, all right.
Yep, in 1990, I was born in Bhutan. So my dad and mom told me that there is a problem with inside Bhutan about, you know,
ethnic cleansing
that was going on, right? The king there was belonged to one group, and he wanted you guys gone.
Yeah, yes. And after that, we were living in the refugee camp for 18 years.
18 years in a refugee camp.
Yes. And we tried to go back to Bhutan, but king never accept us. And there is an agency called UNHCR. It's a United Nations High Commission for Refugee.
Yes.
They and the IOM, International Organization for Immigration, they work together and they find a settlement, third country settlement for Bhutanese refugee. So after that, we filed the application. We filed through, we gone through everything, paperwork, and we came through.
Came to the United States in Iowa. And we're going to fast forward just a little bit because you are not only living and working here, you are a business person here. Congratulations. You have your own restaurant, yes?
Yes.
Tell us about that.
It is a Nepalese and Indian cuisine.
And it's called?
Kathmandu Restaurant.
Kathmandu Restaurant.
Yes.
Which is named after a very famous...
It's a capital city of Nepal.
Capital city of Nepal, right. Yes. It is on Southeast 14th Street, Des Moines, Iowa.
We will have to go.
Yes.
I think that, yes. And so here we have, if you will, Sanjita, a very productive member of our community now, owns his own business, pays the taxes, has employees, all of those things that sometimes we don't hear about in the national discourse and the national media, do we?
That's right. I'm simply amazed by what all of our refugees have done in our state. Since I work with them and I see them every day and I hear about them every day. And this little guy, when he came, he was 19 years old. And it's not too long that you've been here. How many years has it been?
Eight years.
He came from a refugee who did not know a lot of English, navigated this work community with the help of many people around, you know, who support.
It does take a community, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, to be able to help grow people.
Absolutely.
Along.
So we're very proud.
It is National Immigrant Heritage Month, ladies and gentlemen, and we will have all of this up on our podcast so you can learn more about this. And we will have direct links back to the Greater Des Moines Partnership so you can find out more about that initiative. Thank you very much, Takur, for coming, and congratulations on your business. We will have to have you as the restaurant of the week.
Thank you so much. Are you in for that? Yes.
That sounds great.
All right, excellent.
Well, thank you for having us.
And Sanjita, thank you very much for coming in and doing this on behalf of the Greater Des Moines Partnership. You know, we hear from employers all the time, and everyone is saying, you know, we need help, we need help, we need help. And why not reach out to this community? And it is a broad community with great experience. Thank you again.
Absolutely. Thank you. Great to be here.
We're going to step aside. When we come back, we'll learn more about the Ag Accelerator. What is it, and why is that important to Iowa? That's next on the Business News Hour.